Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
What does it mean to be a Karen? That's the big question that we have this morning. It's Anna and Raven. This has come to light again because of Central Park Karen. Now, the Central Park Karen is a real person. Her real name is Amy, but everyone was calling her Karen. And she's the woman that called the police to report, and I quote, an African-American man threatening her. But really, what it was, the bird watcher that wanted her to put her dog back on its leash because it was against the park rules to have your dog off of one.
Yeah, I forget. The Karen was at a drugstore or something like that in a similar situation where she's calling the police on a black person for no real reason, that type of thing.
Yeah,
and so now you've been labeled that.
According to a Newsweek, a Karen is often described as an annoyingly entitled middle-aged white suburban woman.
Perfect.
Common traits of a Karen during a pandemic, toilet paper hoarder, berating grocery store workers, demanding to speak to managers.
I mean, it seems like a lot because I'm sure that there are the great percentage of Karens out there are wonderful people to tell you the truth. But it doesn't matter anymore because now your name has been ruined for all time.
Another name that has been ruined.
He better call Becky with the good hair.
Becky. Becky was the original stereotypical white woman name. And then it all started with this. Remember this?
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt. Oh,
that's funny.
It's so big.
Why did they decide Becky was the bad one early on?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing, is sometimes society does these things. They take these names that are relatively normal. I know a lot of Karens. I know two good Karens and one bad Karen.
I mean, what did the bad Karen do?
She's not a bad Karen. She's a typical Karen, which is awful to even say that.
That is awful
to
say.
It is awful to say that.
Wow.
But I think that it kind of goes hand in hand. And I think that there's a lot of people that have names now, and there's been something in society that has ruined the name for them, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to blame Gwyneth Paltrow, because that's who they said was Becky with Beyonce, right? Gwyneth
Paltrow.
Well, I'd like to blame her for everything. I feel like typically it's usually her fault, to tell you the truth.
So the question for you this morning, 1-800-330-9999, is what was your name that you absolutely hated because it had all kinds of weird connotations associated with it? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Man, I'm Hispanic. I'm Dominican. You know, I call every day there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spell my name. This is the first time I'm going to say it out loud.
Okay.
My name is Inocencio. Inocencio. I don't know what my dad was thinking, but he was probably drunk. I hate my name,
though. I mean, have you met other individuals? I mean, is that like Mike in the Dominican? I mean, I just want to know.
Man, no, in Dominican Republic, when I said that name out loud,
people
start laughing at me. Like,
oh, no.
So nobody knows where this name came from.
And the funny part is, my sisters, they have like a beautiful name. So I was the only one who got killed.
Right.
Yeah, but it's unique. If you could change your name, though, to anything, what would it be?
Right. What would you change it to?
Well, people start calling me Ray, so I like that one better.
You're just going to go with Ray.
Where do they even get Ray
and,
from?
Ray, and Anna, yes, you're right. It's unique because nobody else had it.
Right.
Right. Anywhere. Ever.
They're like, Inocencio, we'll call you Ray.
Listen, we can't fit that on the name tag. We're just going with Ray. Right. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great day.
1-800-330-9999. What's your name that you wish you could change? What does it mean to be a Karen? That's the big question that we have this morning. It's Anna and Raven. This has come to light again because of Central Park Karen. Now, the Central Park Karen is a real person. Her real name is Amy, but everyone was calling her Karen. And she's the woman that called the police to report, and I quote, an African-American man threatening her. But really, what it was, the bird watcher that wanted her to put her dog back on its leash because it was against the park rules to have your dog off of one.
Yeah, I forget. The Karen was at a drugstore or something like that in a similar situation where she's calling the police on a black person for no real reason, that type of thing.
Yeah,
and so now you've been labeled that.
According to a Newsweek, a Karen is often described as an annoyingly entitled middle-aged white suburban woman.
Perfect.
Common traits of a Karen during a pandemic: toilet paper hoarder, berating grocery store workers, demanding to speak to managers.
I mean, it seems like a lot, because I'm sure that there are the great percentage of Karens out there are wonderful people, to tell you the truth. But it doesn't matter anymore, because now your name has been ruined for all time.
Another name that has been ruined.
He better call Becky with the good hair.
Becky.
Becky was the original stereotypical white woman name, and then it all started with this. Remember this?
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt. Oh,
that's funny.
It's so big.
Why did they decide Becky was the bad one early on?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing, is sometimes society does these things. They take these names that are relatively normal. I know a lot of Karens. I know two good Karens and one bad Karen.
I mean, the bad Karen, what did the bad Karen do?
She's not a bad Karen. She's just, she's a typical Karen, which is awful to even say that.
That is awful
it
to say.
It is awful to say that.
Wow.
But I think that it kind of goes hand in hand. And I think that there's a lot of people that have names now, and there's been something in society that has ruined the name for them, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to blame Gwyneth Paltrow, because that's who they said was Becky with Beyonce, right? Was the rumor?
No, it's not Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, I'd like to blame her for everything. I feel like typically it's usually her fault, to tell you the truth.
So the question for you this morning, 1-800-330-9999, is what was your name that you absolutely hated because it had all kinds of weird connotations associated with it? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Man, I'm Hispanic. I'm Dominican. You know, I call every day there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spell my name. This is the first time I'm going to say it out loud.
Okay.
My name is I-N-O-T-E-N-C-I-O. Inocencio. I don't know what my dad was thinking, but he was probably drunk. I hate my name, bro.
I mean, have you met other individuals? I mean, is that like Mike in the Dominican? I mean, I just want to know.
Man, no, in Dominican Republic, when I say my name out loud, people start laughing at me like,
Oh, no.
So nobody knows where this name came from.
And the funny part is my sisters, they have like a beautiful name. So I was the only one who got killed.
Right.
Yeah, but it's unique. If you could change your name, though, to anything, what would it be?
Right. What would you change it to?
Well, people start calling me Ray, so I like that one better.
You're just going to go with Ray.
Where do they even get Ray
and,
from?
Ray, and Anna, yes, you're right. It's unique because nobody else had it.
Right.
Right. Anywhere. Ever.
They're like, Inocencio, we'll call you Ray.
Listen, we can't fit that on the name tag. We're just going with Ray. Right. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great day.
1-800-330-9999. What's your name that you wish you could change?